Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday, priestesses prescribe. Happy birthday to us. Hey everyone, this is officially Priestesses Prescribe's first birthday. And to say thank you for all of your genuine love and support, Alex and I want to give one lucky listener a reading by the both of us. So to enter our birthday giveaway, please be sure to follow us on Instagram at Priestesses Prescribe for your chance to win. As always, we love you and we are so grateful for your support.
Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Erica. And welcome to Priestesses Prescribe,
a self-discovery podcast based in mystical wellness.
We came together as priestesses from different backgrounds and modalities with a common mission:
to empower and support you on your intuitive journey.
We'll aim to prepare you for the energies of the new and full moons every month, while expanding on themes that will connect you with your highest self.
The priestesses have written you the prescription. All you have to do is take it.
Now, let's start our ritual.
So, I have a question for you, Erica.
Yes. Ask away.
By the way, this is our birthday episode. This is our business birth chart, priestesses prescribed little baby reading.
Yeah.
Which is so
exciting. Is our daughter's first birthday.
This is our daughter's first birthday. And speaking of daughters, really quick, Portia has a daughter. Portia...
Portia.
the Cancerian. She's actually a Cancer. She could be similar to our daughter. Well, actually, I love Portia, honestly.
It's just I love
right
her too.
Now she's going through a little bit of a rough patch, but don't we all? We were just remarking how she's going live with Shamia at the time of this. What a celebration, yeah. Right?
What a celebration. Right. And I think Shamia is singing her happy birthday.
Is it her birthday today?
I believe. No. She's in Cabo. I'm all in their business.
Okay.
She's in Cabo celebrating like her pre-birthday celebration because I think she's like right when Cancer hit. So, yeah. So they're there celebrating. But technically, Shamia and Portia were singing happy birthday to our daughter.
Actually,
yeah.
How did they know?
I don't know.
Oh my god, this is so funny. So yeah, it all just hits because this is a really monumental episode. Mm-hmm. We've been teasing it for a minute. We wanted to wait till it was closer to the birthday to release this, but I'm so excited to share with you, Erica, but all of you listening, what our baby's like.
I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah. It's so cool. So, by the way, if you're reading for a child or a business, we're obviously reading for our baby business. So I want to talk a little bit about reading for a baby and also reading for a business because they're a little different than just a normal adult natal chart. So a business or a baby in its infant stages up till 7 or so is going to show up a little bit more like the moon sign than the sun sign because the moon is our emotional self. It's who we are really deep down and who we are without any layers of programming or defenses or ego. We don't fully embody those things until we're a little later on in life and we have a concept of time and mortality and we get a sense of what, like, we lose our innocence essentially around that time, which is sad, but we're in the infancy stages of our business because we launched a year ago. But then if you are getting a reading for a child, just know that as well. The astrologer will tell you that, but and if you want to work with me, you know how to find me. But in any case, let's get into it. So first things first, our baby was born, was presented out into the world, i.e. our first episode ever, July 17th, 2020, 11:11 p.m. I just chose that time. I actually don't remember.
When I was like, oh my God, was it that time? I was like, wow, she's so special.
I mean, I think it was around that time that we pressed live.
Okay.
Like definitely between 1 and 2. And so like, why not pick an angel number? That's just what
it there is. We go.
Okay. Yeah. So on Anchor, you can't look back and see like the exact time you pressed live. But in any case, so that makes our baby a Libra rising. A sun in Cancer, and a moon in Gemini. So like gag, because Erica's a Cancer and I'm a Gemini, as you know. So the baby has both of our DNA and we didn't even plan it that way. I mean, of course, you know that that's going to happen with an actual real baby, but with a business. Right. You hope that that's the case, but we didn't plan this. So just, I think you can probably tell our excitement because like it's crazy. So I want to talk a little bit more about some of these placements here that are influencing the chart. So when you're looking at the chart, you're going to want to look at where the celestial bodies are placed in what houses and if they're aspecting any other angles or placements or other planets. So we're going to talk a little bit about where these personal planets are placed and then some of like the aspects that are happening in the chart as well for even further interpretation. If we want to take it one step further, we can look at transits that are affecting our baby right now. But I also think it's really poignant that we're basically doing this around the full moon in Capricorn. And when we launched our business, we were talking a lot about the axis of Cancer and Capricorn. We were talking about this big opposition that was happening with the sun opposing this cluster of planets in Capricorn. So just nothing's by accident ever. So first things first, let's talk about the sun in Cancer. So the sun is in a very caring, nurturing sign. If you want to know a ton about Cancerian energy, go back and listen to our Chariot episode, which recently came out. And we talk a lot about the Cancerian archetype, and sun and Cancers are definitely going to resonate with that. Our baby's a Cancer. Erica's a Cancer. So inherently understand each other. This is a really strong emotional sign as well. So empathic and can be psychic for sure. You know, water signs definitely have that natural ability. And when we see the sun in the ninth house, that is that this baby will likely succeed through involvements in education and travel and culture and potentially the law or publishing, because any placement in the ninth house will color that planet with the desire for learning and potentially higher learning. And I think that is just crazy because we talk a lot about, well, we definitely aim to educate and help to empower all of you with knowledge. And we also joke about Hogwarts and like having psychic school and, you know, having some level of, you know, educational value that we can sort of empower others with, maybe in more of a structured sense or a traditional sense as well. So, and that's probably a future of ours. And we can see that happening, you know, definitely now with this platform. But we can see that potentially in the future, this is maybe what Priestesses Prescribe will be known for, because that's the sun, the ego, what most people see. And that is placed in the ninth house of vocational work. It could be even healing or, you know, anything from a cultural sense as well. So basically student-teacher experiences in the ninth house.
And I love that. And again, love that we did not do this work prior to, because I think it would have ruined all of the surprises along the way. We consistently get DMs about like, oh my goodness, I found one of your episodes, then I binged, listened to the rest of them, and I've learned so much. You know, like that's probably the most consistent feedback that we hear in reference to our episodes. So that perfectly aligns with the true nature of our baby. In addition to the fact that maybe in our 6th month of doing the podcast, we hit like a crazy number of downloads. And recently we hit another milestone within, well, rather less than a year. So to see that people are really coming to us for education and looking to us as thought leaders and eventually one day like experts in mystical wellness, like it's crazy. it's crazy.
Really crazy. Yeah. And I think the mercurial nature, or rather the fact that Mercury is in Cancer, mm-hmm. is also really interesting, because we've basically manifested the success coming from a nurturing standpoint. Like, mm-hmm. how can we reach more people, to teach more people, to educate more people so that they're empowered and have mm-hmm. emotional support systems? And I think that is another really beautiful representation of our baby, obviously, but our business, and how it's basically come together in such a way that is super organic and very much like mm-hmm. from an emotional need to really get this information out there and not to gatekeep it, which I think is another interesting element of this industry. It's very esoteric, and in many ways that doesn't serve the community to keep this stuff hidden or only passed down, like in your culture, Erica, but like orally,
right?
You know, mm-hmm. like now we're starting to be able to share in such a way that's palatable and from a loving, caring place for people's highest good.
Yeah. Yeah. Very palatable and also very tangible, which is the whole point of Priestess is Prescribed. We're just not here to just talk about these esoteric, you know, ascension-filled, intangible, but very necessary lessons of life. Like, we literally give practical wisdom of how to work on these things every single episode. So, yeah, she's definitely a healer, but on top of that, she's a teacher, yeah. which is amazing.
So amazing. We yeah. cannot rate this any better. Mm-hmm. I also want to talk about this aspect of the sun, which is that it's conjunct our midheaven. And midheaven is public reputation. You'll always mm-hmm. want to look at this for the business, mm-hmm. for any business birth chart. It's super important, because it's basically what your work and what your business will be known for. Mm-hmm. And that's also in Cancer. And they're conjunct, meaning they're within 3 degrees of one another. So the sun is literally on top of the midheaven. Mm-hmm. This is a really prominent placement of the sun, keen to like really make our mark, which is crazy. So we'll want to be cognizant of the way that we take care of people on a much broader global scale, and consistently mm-hmm. always keep that in mind. So we basically are doing that without necessarily trying, but this is something that we could really see Priestess Prescribed be very well known for. It's kind of crazy, because it gives me the chills to really see that.
Same.
And I think Erica and I are often like, wait, we don't even understand like how we're hitting these numbers, or how, like, not that we don't understand it. We definitely are confident, and we know that we're speaking the truth, and we're speaking in such a way that's resonant with so many of you. But, you know, when the business is still in its infancy stages, sometimes that can feel a little uncomfortable. Like, oh my God, do we have the right stuff for this yeah. journey? Like, do we know what we're doing?
Yeah, that was me when we hit like, I guess maybe like 5,000 listens. I was like, wait, a download, yeah. excuse me. I was like, wait, these many people are listening to what we have to, are we qualified to say anything yeah. to people? But clearly we are. And we internally, soulfully, we're very much so aware that we have the credentials and the ability to guide, but to know that we could do it on such a larger and maybe potentially one day global magnitude is like, ugh, yeah, exciting. Yeah.
So crazy.
Exciting.
This episode of Priestess Prescribed is brought to you by Sunday Forever.
because you deserve nice things, especially during your new moon ritual. I love to use their 1111 candle for proper manifestation because their candles are hand-poured and hand-packaged by a mission-based company who support female refugees and artisans by offering them a fair living wage through the art of candle making. Not to mention, they smell incredible. I'm currently eyeing their new blackberry citronella candle, Eau de Skeet, because mama's got that sweet, sweet blood. Use code PRIESTESSSUNDAY for 15% off your order on sundayforever.com and have the best summer ever.
So really this would be, if you see this placement in your chart as well, this is being well-known and prominent in any capacity, but then you'll want to look to the sign to see like how that's going to be expressed. So that's what we're talking about with this nurturing, caretaking quality, but it's pretty crazy. So that's happening. I also really want to talk about the moon in Gemini, which is bonkers because as you all know, I'm a Gemini and the moon is in the eighth house, which is the house of the metaphysical, of the transformative. That's the Scorpio house. That's the house that's responsible for really like deep levels of transformation. We are, and the moon in Gemini loves to talk, loves to communicate, and is curious and is consistently asking why and asking and poking and like digging deeper. And I think that it's just crazy to see that the moon in Gemini is in the eighth house because we're questioning things that people have maybe just accepted as truth or maybe just don't understand, like death, like birth,
like the tarot in general.
Like the tarot in general. It's crazy. It's because the eighth house rules like anything basically esoteric or the occult, if you want to say it in that way, or like, you know, connecting with those who have passed. The 12th house has that too. But this is a super like deeply spiritual house. And so it's just crazy to be both intuitives, as Erica and I are, like coming together at this time that the universe is basically saying, like, we support you to go deeper and to dig into these topics that were once taboo or not spoken about or misunderstood.
Yeah.
That to me is just, my mind is blown.
Same. And you know what it is? It's also a pleasure to be able to talk about things that were all oftentimes shunned, you know?
Yeah.
And to know that there's a space being created not only universally, but also in modernity, like the fact that podcasts are a thing, the fact that Anchor is so accessible. It's almost as if things lined up. That was intense.
I know, right?
But that was a message from the universe that things literally lined up for Priestesses Prescribed to come about in a way that reaches so many people. So I love that she's a Gemini. And yes, we're literally communicating. So there has to be a level of chattiness that this baby has. Hello. So yeah, of course. That's all you, though. That's your DNA.
I know, totally. Well, like to have the, when you're looking at the moon to have like, this is the infancy stages, you know, we're showing up like the moon in Gemini right now in this iteration of Priestesses Prescribed, like in the future, who knows what that will look like, but it will always be rooted in that. Like we will never stop uncovering or being curious to explore these concepts because we're learning too. Like that's part of this as well. Like we're learning right along with you to learn more about you, learn more about what you want to know more about, to tell you more about that, to do the research, to, you know, we have a responsibility to always be seeking the truth. And that's a Gemini. While the hospitable nature needs to come through as well. Like let's have fun while we're doing it, but let's explore deeper shit. Because I'm not I'm not satisfied with surface level bullshit.
Yeah.
And neither are you.
Same. Totally. I have a question. How does her Libra essence show up? Because I love the fact that she's also a Libra. I love Libras. I think they're just like amazing people. Like, really, I'm naturally attracted to them. So to know that she's me, she's you, and that she's also like one of my favorite signs is amazing.
So a Libra is also another air sign, same with Gemini. And the Libra archetype for a rising will show up like a diplomat, basically. So while we're talking about things that are deep and spiritual and metaphysical in nature, we are always trying to be fair, and we will not talk about something that we don't know the answer to. Like, we will do our best to give you the information that we can at the time that we can give it. We'll also, I think what we do a great job of is giving other parties the benefit of the doubt, whether it's we're talking about our own trauma or we're talking about what's going on in the world. You know, there's a fair and balanced approach. We're very much trying our best to operate in a level of diplomacy.
Yeah. That's spot on, especially for the reasons why I love Libras. Simply because when I think of a Libra and all the Libras that I've met in my life, they present so beautifully from an aesthetic, like just from their personal style, the way that they speak, and also intellectually too. So it makes sense that we've been able to conjure up a large audience, but also audience members and listeners of different backgrounds, different walks of life, because again, like the Libra has this unique ability to attract so many different people to their energy and to their spirit. So it's beautiful to know with her level of diplomacy also comes commonality and a leveling of ideas and thoughts. Essentially, she's a thought leader as well. She's amazing.
She's amazing. I know. All we can do is just we just need to like parent her the best we can and just get out of the way because she's really powerful. And I think about like what you said, the ability to draw people in. We are ruled. So when you have the rising sign of your own personal chart or a business or whatever we're looking at, that means that your chart is ruled by the planet that rules that sign. Mm-hmm. So in this case, our baby is ruled by Venus, which is the goddess of love and the Empress card in the tarot deck. And it is really this broader sense of the belief that things will work out, that things are beautiful in nature. I hope you see that when you land on our Instagram or when you see Priestesses Prescribed show up in your downloaded episodes. Like, it is physically beautiful, thanks to Morgan Light, who helped us with our branding. But the way we write, you know, we try to be very, I would say, like, loving, and we're trying to be a little funny and witty as well. And we're also trying to engage you to see the good in the world and the beauty in everything.
100%. I'm so proud of her. I'm so proud of, if you know me, which you do, obviously, because you listen to us all the time. Hello. I have this deep desire for daughters. So to know that she's a girl and that she's so amazing, it's like my mind is just so blown of her beauty, of her energy, the astrology aspects of it, but also to know that it's purpose, you know, and that's really what we wanted Priestesses Prescribed to be. The very first time we spoke about it, we just knew that it had to make an influential impact on the world. It wasn't about, you know, us coming together as intuitives to highlight, you know, the greatness of who we are. Granted, that shows through, you know, in our work and what we do. But at the same time, that wasn't the primary reasoning for starting this platform.
Right.
So to know that there's such authenticity, to know that she's connected to the Empress card, to know that she brings people together at a table who probably would have never sat down together ever in life. I'm really excited to see her grow, her development, and her stamp on the world.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a really natural place to leave you all. Of course, as with any birth chart reading, this is just the tip of the iceberg. We wanted to share with you the things that you will recognize being a listener of this show and learning along with the show to understand these planetary placements and what they mean and these signs mean and all of that. But we can go so much deeper. So if you want us to do a part two, we can always do that. If you have your own dying need to discover yourself through astrology, I highly, highly encourage you to get a birth chart reading of yourself, your business, a partner, your child, just to understand how to let yourself or whomever shine in such a way that is absolutely inherent to them. It gives you a greater sense of purpose to have this information, to know where you're going, and to also, if it's for someone else, know where they're going so that you can support them with love and give them what they need to be successful or just get the hell out of their way.
Yeah, totally. So please, if you're looking for a birth chart, please go to Alex. She's absolutely amazing, a phenomenal astrologer. And just for clarity, this is not my domain. So please, Alex is the astrologer. Please go to her and make sure that you really have that insight because it truly is life-changing.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
It's an honor to work with you.
Same.
Mommy Erica.
Yes, I've always wanted to be a mom. So this is like, oh, this is beautiful. And to know that we're raising greatness. It's the best gift that you can give to a mom.
I know. Mm-hmm. Well, this has been a beautiful birthday party with all of you. Thank you for coming.
Yes, please. Thank you. Leave gifts at the door and take a goodie bag on your way out.
Please.
It is filled with wine, tequila, champagne, and coffee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Maybe a crystal or two.
And a deck. We're combining all aspects of us and her in one.
Absolutely. Oh, well, we love you all for being here. Thank you so much for supporting us on our journey and supporting our baby, Priestesses Prescribed. We love you so much.
Love you.
Bye.